Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, Boston, Massachusetts is reporting what may be the worst flu outbreak in a decade. It's gotten so bad in Boston that the mayor, Thomas Menino, has declared a public health emergency earlier this week. Now, listen to Kevin Cranston. He's with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is an atypical season in many respects in that we have seen earlier flu activity than we normally see in a typical flu season. But we have flu season every year, of course. The last 2 years were remarkably mild, so it's been a little bit off people's radar screen.
Well, it's back on people's radar screen, and let's go to Boston now to hear what things are like on the ground. Dr. Brian Barnewalt is chair of emergency medicine at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Well, it was off people's radar screen. Dr. Cranston of your Department of Public Health said there in that cut. It's back on, and what are you seeing clinically? What are you seeing in people who are coming into the hospital that makes this different?
Well, we're seeing larger volumes of patients for sure, and occurring a little bit earlier this year. When people have the flu and they're coming in, they just feel miserable. So it's an increased frequency in the number of patients right now, and it's just occurring earlier in the year. And he's right. We haven't seen this in the last 2 years, really since the H1N1 flu season.
So Dr. Barnewalt of Tufts, you say this is earlier. I always thought that the flu season really got started sort of in late fall. I mean, the times I always hear the campaigns to go and get your flu vaccine were in late October, early November, and here we are in January.
Right. Well, we try and get people vaccinated early on in the year so that their bodies have some time to make the antibodies necessary to fight the flu if they're exposed to it. So you're absolutely right. The vaccination season is early on. We're a little bit earlier than the last couple of years, but we're certainly in the flu season. We don't know if we've peaked yet. We probably haven't. And it's not too late to get vaccinated.
Yeah, everybody needs to know about getting the flu vaccine. And I want to ask you about that because now that the news media, including us, are talking about flu, people are waking up to the vaccine maybe in a way that they haven't before. Some places are seeing shortages. Do you have any concerns, at least in the Boston area, as a major urban center, that vaccines are in short supply?
As far as we know, we've had a really good vaccination program and a good vaccine supply. There have been a few small little spotty outages, but those have been very quickly filled. The mayor put out the public health emergency, and that was really to raise the awareness of the public, get people out vaccinated. Again, it's not too late. And apparently that's working. People are showing up in large numbers to clinics and their doctor's offices, various free clinics, and they're getting vaccinated, and that's still a good thing.
Yeah, of course, that doesn't help people who've already contracted the disease. And I heard these messages repeated over and over and over when everybody was concerned about bird flu, H1N1, and those stories were circulating around, and that was a couple of years ago. Is it possible that people have just kind of forgotten and regular prevention practices like coughing into your elbow, washing your hands, and getting vaccinated sort of have fallen away from people's attention?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's so easy to forget to do those sorts of things, and reminders really need to come out every single year, no matter how severe the flu season is. All of those measures are super important. And another one is that when you're sick, stay home. If you don't need to go to work, if it's not an emergency sort of situation, stay home and prevent infecting other people. Every year we see somewhere between 20 and 40,000 people who actually die from the flu. People don't really recognize that, but that has been a stat that has been ongoing for a long, long time. So it's a big deal.
That's Dr. Brian Barnewalt, chair of emergency medicine at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.